Boston University held the 2014 Republican State Convention Saturday, where two candidates fought for a Republican nomination for governor.
Massachusetts economy soared.
The slanted crowd and delegates of the GOP were thrilled with Baker as a nominee, citing his years in state government and his tenure as a CEO in the health industry.
Well, I think particularly his background in the healthcare industry and how that's a major topic for our state and our country, particularly with Massachusetts being the first mover in the healthcare.
We didn't get stuff done in spite of our differences. We got stuff done because of our differences. That's the kind of Massachusetts we need here today.
Crowd favorite Charlie Baker received 2,095 of the 2,533 delegate votes. The underdog, Mark Fisher, who received 374 delegate votes, missed the 15% cutoff to force a primary between the two Republican candidates.
These same liberal failures that plagued Massachusetts have plagued other Democrat states.
Oddly, the GOP did not announce results of the tally upon completion, but rather announced they were endorsing Charlie Baker as the only nominee for governor, eliminating Fisher from moving forward.
Liberal judicial systems upside down. Murderers are getting taxpayer-funded sex change operations, and perverts are allowed to take photographs of women's skirts.
But Fisher's campaign was outraged, and when they requested a recount of the tallies due to a variety of concerns, their request was denied. They planned to contact the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance for campaign violation, and the Elections Division of the Secretary of State for Election Oversight. This is Clinton Nguyen, reporting for Boston University.